That book came out of my interests in looking at human-computer interaction. Because at the time, this was actually my PhD dissertation, and I came from a very strong background in anthropology, in the sociology of face-to-face human interaction, basically approaches that really emphasized the importance of the fact that our interaction gets done through our embodied relationship to each other. So I was very intrigued by the idea of human-computer interaction when I first heard about it, and I thought it would be interesting to actually take the interaction part seriously. And so I ended up doing an analysis of people's attempts to interact with an interface that was supposed to be intelligent and interactive, and basically developed an analysis of the problems that arose in terms of the ways in which, in a sense, the people and the machine had very different access to what was going on. The machine was built on a plan-based understanding of action and communication that was very prevalent in artificial intelligence at the time. The people who built the interface were involved in AI, and so it the whole idea there was that the machine assumed that you had a plan, and it by identifying your plan and then mapping your actions to the plan, it was supposed to be able to actually keep up with what you were doing. But my analysis emphasized the ways in which the what was going on and how the activity was unfolding was based in a much more situated this idea that the activity unfolded in relation to the circumstances in which it was happening, most of which were not available to the machine in any way, and that people were really creating, structuring their activity in a very dynamic way that was unfolding over the course of the event. And that in the case of human interaction, we basically sort of co-construct that together by making use of a shared set of resources. And machines actually, even the so-called smartest ones, even now, have extremely limited access to the situations that we're operating in and extremely limited ability to create those situations with us. And I still think that for any kind of technology, you can never really understand it just by looking at the device itself. You've always got to see how it is actually situated in activities, in organizational contexts, and it's that really gives the technology its meaning and makes it either useful or not, understandable or not, and so forth.